Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling excited to conquer the day and try something new. So today was very windy and rainy where I live. And whenever I feel the wind, I'm reminded of the little seeds that wait so patiently for a gust of wind to pick them up and fly them away to a new home. There, they will plant themselves in the soil and grow and grow and grow. Just like that seed, you will have so many places where you will go to meet new people, hear new ideas, and see new things. And those will grow your mind until you bloom to a strong, brave, kind, and loving adult you have always destined to become. Okay, friends, let's start our Ramadan circle time today with our intentions. Try saying them with me. So my intention today is to gather with you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. Now we're going to get our minds ready for happy thoughts by thinking of one good thing that happened to us yesterday. Think of your good thing while I tell you mine. So yesterday, I made a popsicle stick cabin with my kids for our little peg dolls, and it was a lot of fun. All right, now it's your turn. Take 5 seconds and I will wait. Wonderful. Today's story is about a crow. One day, a crow was flying in the sky, thinking that he must be the happiest and most beautiful bird in the world. Just then, he swooped past a pond where a swan was swimming so peacefully in the water. He was awestruck. The crow went to the swan and said, "Wow, swan, you are so beautiful with your long white feathers and your long neck. Oh, I am so small and dark. How can anyone even notice me? You must be the happiest bird in the world." The swan was flattered, but said, "I used to think I was the most beautiful and happiest bird in the world, but then I saw a peacock." The crow had never seen a peacock before, so he went to find one. As he was flying past the zoo, he noticed a crowd of people gathered around a cage. The crow flew down to the cage, and in it, he saw the most magnificent bird. The bird had green, blue, golden feathers glittering in the sun. "It's unbelievable," he thought. "You must be a peacock," said the crow. The peacock looked up and nodded at the crow. "I have never seen a more beautiful bird. You must be the happiest bird in the world," said the crow. "I was very happy, but then I found myself in this cage with nowhere to roam. Sometimes I look up to see the robins and the crows flying in the sky, and I wish, I just wish I was one of them, free and happy. I bet you've never seen a crow caged at the zoo, said the peacock. Let's think about this. Sometimes we look around and see that our friends have something that we wish we had. A bigger bike, a newer car, better toys. There will always be someone who has something better than yours. But if you are happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then that feeling of jealousy will have a very hard time creating a space in your heart. Take some time today to talk to someone you trust about a time when they felt jealous. How did that change their feelings? Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. And remember to pray for each other and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.